Orange City sits at the heart of Iowa's conservative core. This is, after all, Steve King country.
It's our values that are here, and we're going to stand up for life. We're going to stand up for marriage. We're going to defend this Constitution. We're going to remove the president from office who has contempt for the Constitution and acts in a lawless way.
King introduced Romney to the heavily Christian crowd.
And Mitt Romney said to me and America, I get down on my knees and I ask God, don't doubt this man's faith. Don't doubt his conviction. Do not doubt his patriotism or his faith and his love for Jesus Christ, our Savior.
The take-home message, even though he's a Mormon, he's one of us. Romney let King deliver the conservative Christian message, while the candidate focused on morality through the lens of the economy.
It is simply wrong for us, morally wrong for us, to continue to spend massively more than we take in year out, knowing that my generation will never pay that back. It's all going to be passed on to your generation.
That was aimed at the other demographic that Romney is trying to rally, the youth vote. The argument is, if he can get conservative young people to come out and vote, northwestern Iowa may have a chance of trumping the more liberal eastern counties. So Romney is appealing directly to students.
You've got friends that are going to college here and around Iowa and around the country. And you're going to have a big say. You may even have the deciding say as to who the next president is. And I know that the president and his party are going to do everything in their power to convince you to vote for them. But I want you to ask this question. Who is dedicated to making sure we don't pass on $1 trillion of debt to you? I am.
Romney attacked Obama for a weak job market, citing new numbers that show slow growth. He reminded students that they would soon be out there looking for work, and he promised to create 12 million new jobs if elected. That resonates with sophomore Tyler Farr.
And for him to say, you know, I want to create jobs, I want you guys to go forward and be able to create a life for yourself, and the cost of living to go down, and gas and everything, it relates because it's so hard to pay for college.
So does this mean Romney's fiscal conservatism will bring out the Republican youth vote? Farr says it's likely.
I am leaning toward Romney, definitely. This will be the first election that I really vote in, and to actually have him hit on some key issues that I think about, and also where we go to school, the kind of school that we go to a Christian college.
And that's the other key issue for all ages of voters in this conservative corner of the state. That's why Steve King was here to testify on Romney's behalf. But did it work? Orange City resident Peter Pell says yes.
You know, he's a Mormon, we're Christian. I have no problem with that. Look at the life he lives, the life his family lives. That tells you about the heart of that man.
One thing is certain. Romney is betting on the base, young people, Christian and conservative alike, to tip the election in his favor. And he's using every piece of bad news about the economy to help him do that. In Orange City, Sandhya Dirks, Iowa Public Radio News.